Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom. Yevdalad on the page with the words of Amar Rava. So Rava says, Tashma, we can learn a raya from the Brayse of Ahatzaruah. The Pasuk says, and the person with Tzara'as, L'Rabba is Kohen Gadol. This is including a Kohen Gadol, that he's Shayach to Lachas of Tzara'as. Yeah, Kohen Gadol, V'ha Kohen Gadol, the Chol Hashanah Kareg Gadol Kuli Almadami, and a Kohen Gadol, his status of the whole year corresponds to the Chag status of other people with regards to Avilus, because the Kohen Gadol does not take effect when he is a Kohen Gadol. This time, as we learn from the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Makriv Be'oinen, even if he's an Aninus, he still is Makriv Ve'ina Ocha, he doesn't eat the Korban, but we see that he's still Makriv, which is Usher. Any other Kohen who's Makriv Be'oinen is not even, the Korban is possible, even B'dievet. So, and so we see that he, and his Docham, Shmamina Noeg Tarasa Beregel, we derive from there that a Metzora has the halachas of the restrictions imposed on him by his Taras during the Regel, and therefore, we learn out from there that a Kohen Gadol is a similar to that Halachas from Minos, and that's a good raya that at the end of the day a Kohen Gadol is somebody who is Shayach to Halachas of Tarayas, yet it and therefore it's similar to the Halachas of Chag, which is going to have Halachas of Tarayas applied to it also. The Tos Rosh has a Geshvak Akashi asks, how is it possible the Kohen Gadol can ever become a Matzora? To be a Matzora, you have to be seen and be pronounced the Tzara'as by a Kohen. However, Kohanim don't look at Tzara'as on the Chag, and if a Kohen Gadol's status is like a Chag, then he shouldn't be inspected ever for Tzara'as. A very nice question. Okay, but anyway, that's how we learn out Shmuel now that we do. Now, Avel, a lot of halachas of Avelis on today's daf. Avel, Aser, but Tasporas, is Aser for an Avel to get a haircut, need to come on the Rachmana of Bnei Aaron, because the Torah says to Bnei Aaron, Roshechem al Tifro, Michlal de Kolei Alme Aser, that says, don't leave your heads let them grow, let your hair grow. And we see from there that the rest of the world, that normally during Avilus is going to be Usher. What's the case of over here? We're talking about the case where Nadav and Aviva died because they brought Eish Zara Lefnei Hashem, and they died. That was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Torah says that Kosh Baruch Hu told them that you should not keep the standards of Halachas of Avilus because it's a day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, and that's Docha their Avilus. So it says they specifically should not be letting their hair grow out. What do we see? That a normal Avil should be letting their hair grow out, and that's what we see from the Gemara over here. This is a very interesting point that the Rishonim Achronim already talk about already, that the Gemara is bringing this down from a source in the Torah. So how could you have machlokas? We point out is the machlokas Tosfos and the Rif, Tosfos and the Rambam. I think also the Rif is like the Rambam. That there's a machlokas of Avilus and Rishon. Is there even a concept of Avilus on a Dereisa level? Tosfos, no. The whole thing is a Derabanan. So what do they do with this? So I have to explain in Achanamim. This is a masmachta, that this is not a source real in Dereisa. It's just a masmachta Melma. However, it seems to be a very clear pasuk, which is saying that they should not be doing this. So I don't know. You say a smachta is difficult, but anyway, that's over here. Just to point that out, we're learning out from Sukkim in the Torah. Now the Gemara continues. What about Menudah and Metzora? What about the case of someone who's excommunicated or Tzara'as? Mine, but the Smarta Leila to get a haircut. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa says, Menudah and Metzora, Asurin l'saper l'chabitz. People who are Metzoras are asked to cut their hair and launder their clothing. Menudah Shemes, in the case of an excommunicated person who dies. So then, based in Sulkin Asar, the Gemara just points out, what do you do? So we see over here, by the way, that it's Asar to cut their hair and laundry. That's what the end of the Raya. But now, which is Agav, we're mentioning the Hemshech of Raisa, that someone who dies in excommunication, based in Sulkin Asar, they literally throw stones on the coffin. Rabbi Yudah Amirna, lo shem du alav galshon al Achan. You don't have to make a tire, big heap of stones like you had for Achan. Achan was the person who had taken illegally the spoils of Yericho, and ended up, people died in Ai, and they asked the Urim and Tumim what happened, and they figured out it was Achan. So they killed him, and they put also the stones over a big pile of stones over him to show that he had not listened. And Ella, so based in Shulchan Manichan Evan Gedol Arana, the court sends their shlichim, and they put a large stone over the coffin to show symbolically that it's a zecher, that they're stoning to show that this is like the person deserved his the stoning because of his not listening to Rabbanan, and they were shaming him, and he didn't listen to Rabbanan, so he's deserving of this like ilu of skila. L'amdecha, this is teaching Kosh Kosham, it's not an amazement either. Anybody who is excommunicated, he dies under this ban, based in Sokin Asarano, the court will stone his coffin. Avel Chaya Batif Asarosh, a mourner is obligated to do Atif Asarosh. He should cover his head with a scarf or like a palace type of thing that we have, and put it over his mouth and cover himself. So because Kosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, he said not to mourn. V'lo tatel safam, don't put a cover yourself over your lips. That we see over here, that implies that he should be not acting like the normal case of Avelus. The implication is that if that's the way normal people are supposed to be acting during their state of Avelus. This pasuk is extremely important. We'll just quote the whole pasuk right now, because there's going to be basically a lot of the halachas we're going to learn today's daf about tefillin, about not learning, is all from this one pasuk. The pasuk says, Ha'anek dom mesim, Eva lo sase perecha chavo shalecha unelecha tasim baraglecha v'lo sate al safam v'lecha manashim lo yisoychel. You should grieve and not and be silent. Do not practice the mourning for the dead. Put your glory upon yourself. We're going to learn that it's actually tefillin. Normally an Avil is not supposed to be wearing tefillin. Put your shoes on your feet and put your shoes on your feet. So we're going to see normally an Avil doesn't wear his shoes on his feet. And cover yourself. So this is a very important pasuk because this is telling us lachas avails. Here we're learning out they should be covering themselves. So we have a very shigemara over here that says that you're supposed to be covering yourself. So why don't we do as manazeh? So the Ramah writes that already an Ar Minog is not to do this because this is something which already for a long time we have not been doing it, and therefore it's if a person even wants to do it, why should that be? So then someone would say that the goyim would make fun of us, and therefore we're afraid of the ridicule of the goyim, and we don't want to get them involved. So therefore we don't cover ourselves, we don't cover our faces, and that is and the Ramah again writes that it'd be religious arrogance to do so if you're not supposed to. However, I went to a Taimani shiva once. I was fascinated by it. They were mamish did the atifas harosh. They did this din of the Gemara. Even for Ashkenazim, though, Shach does write, the Shach points out that you should have a slight act of like covering yourself to like lower your hat in front of your eyes. That's, I've seen that often, in that when you see that, when the person like lowering the hat and like covering his eyes a little bit with his hat, that is actually really, that's based on the Shach. The Shach in your day writes that that's really what you should be doing in a state of avelos, Rafban San. Again, we hope that all these halachas should be halacha velo lemaisa. We hope that everything should be the halachas that we're learning and not be any lemaisa, because we should have no avelos, Be'ez Hashem. Hashem is going to, we're going to have any mesim, we have a continued life. Okay, anyway, so Menuta, what about Ma'avati Fasarosh? Does he have the same halachas of covering his head? Says Gemara, Amar of Yosef Tashma, we learn in the Braisa, Behema, Atfin, Yoshin, Kimunudin, Kavelin. They wrap themselves like excommunicated people, like mourners, Ad, Shirach, Ba'aleim, and Neshamayim, till mercy is shown upon them from heaven. By comparing the Tamid Chachamim to excommunicators, the Braisa is explaining us that they clearly are wrapping, covering their heads. Amalei Abaye, Dilma, Menuta, Shamayim, Shanabim. No. This is talking about the case of the fasting, when after the three fasts, they undertake, or more than that, I think it was the 13 fasts, that they were for rain and they were not answered, so it's like we are in excommunication from Hashem. The Chamer, that's more of Machmer, because Hashem himself is putting us in the ban. However, when Rabbanim are doing it, maybe it's not as Chamer, and therefore you should not have the same level of the ban. So that's what we're saying over here. Metzora, Mal Batipas Arash. What is the case with regards to Metzora in covering his head? Tosh Ma Ve'al Safam Ya'ateh. Then he shall veil himself with his lips. Michal Shechai Batipas Arash. It implies that the Metzora is obligated to wrap, cover his head. Shema Mina, we learn from here in the Chanami that that's the case, that you have to cover yourself. It's explicit. Avel Asr Aniach Tfilin. Avel is Asr to wear Tfilin. Your glory you should put upon yourself, and this glory is the tefillin. And Lashon of Rashi and Bracha thing was like an avil is megola be'afrakada. He's in the ground. He's not thinking. He doesn't have this splendor. He's very sad. He doesn't have this. So therefore, mechal dechuli amelaster. Therefore, the implication is that all others are forbidden to wear their tefillin. And therefore, if you avelus yom rishon is usher to wear tefillin. There is a Marba Yabok, the source in Kabbalah, that says that even Avelus Yom Rishon after the burial should be putting on tefillin, which I think some Hasidim have this practice, is against the Gemara, against Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how that works. It's seemingly against the Gemara, against Beferi Shulchan Aruch. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but there are those who, without Bracha, I think maybe put it on, but that's a Shiloh. Now the Gemara continues. Menuda, what about a tefillin? Menuda, ma with tefillin? What's the lachas about putting on a tefillin? Teiko, we're not sure. We'll leave it unanswered. Metzora, Malbet Tefillin, Rav Metzora, Tashma, Ve'atzarua, L'Rabba Yiskoyen Gadol, to include a Koyen Gadol, and the Lachas of Tzaras. Begadav Yeprumim, his garments shall be Prumim. What does that mean? Shiyam Mekurayim, they should be teared, torn. Veroshia Parua, and his head should be Parua. Impriya Elav Gidol Sear, and his Priya means that the growth of his hair. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Bekiva says, no, Nemra Havaya Barosh, it says the state of Havaya. Lashon of Havaya, Roshia shall be Havaya Barosh. And it also says Nimar Avaya Bebeg. It also says Avaya Begad of Yiyu. Lashon of Yiyah and Yiyu, they should be. So what are these two things? Ma Avaya Mura Bebeged Davar Shechutz Begufo. Just as Avaya is something which is external to his body, meaning the garment itself. Af Avaya Barosh Davar Shechutz Begufo. It's something external to his body. So it's not a din of something on his body, but keeping his hair longer. My love at film, so it doesn't imply that he's leaving his head uncovered, which seemingly, according to Rabbi Kiva, show that he's also to put anything on his head, which sounds like tefillin. So Rabbi Lezer holding that he's still obligated to form the mitzvah. That's what we're trying to tie right now. And the question, no, Rabbi Kiva also could argue that he should be wearing on tefillin. And our Papa Lo, we're talking about a kumta vasudra. He should leave his head exposed, means that he should lead into the hat or a turban or something like that. But Torah should not cover his head with these things, because he is in a situation where he should, again, he was out of the machne. That's a sign of that he shouldn't be doing that, and therefore it's also for him. The Gemara goes, Vaitra, Avel Asr B'She'ela Shalom. It's also for him to greet other people, to see how they're doing. So there is, the Ramah already points out that the Minhag Olam was to greet a little bit. So he's saying that the contemporary greetings, like Boker Tov and things like that, good morning, is not actually asking how a person, that's not necessarily something which is going to be Sheila Shalom, but he does say that the first 30 days of Shiva, regardless how it's mentioned, it should not be mentioned. You shouldn't say, how are you, good morning, things like that. That's going to be usher to do to a person who's in Shloshim. The Kamar Rachman Lecheskel, he should not be asking well for others either. The Kamar Rachman Lecheskel Hanekdom, you should be silent over here. So respect, Lecheskel was not supposed to comfort himself like a mourner. So he was required to be silent and not inquire about other people. So we learn from there that a person should not be inquiring that they went to state of Velos, they should not be inquiring about other people. So says the Gemara Vayter, Menuda, what about someone who's excommunicated? Ma b'shela shalom, what's halacha with regards to greeting others? I'm Rav Yosef, Tashma b'shela shalom b'shem minadam l'chavero. Each person greeting his fellow. What should they do? Kivnei Adam and Zav and the Malkum, like people who are in a state of need, excommunication in front of other people. So too, someone who's excommunicated, we see over there, should not be getting any greetings. Again, we mentioned someone who's Menush Shemayim is a higher status. So therefore, the Chamer is more Machmer than a regular case. This was the case of the people who the 13 fasts that weren't answered. They're like Menudah Meshamayim. They're considered excommunicated from Shemayim. But that's someone who's in a situation where it was Shemayim, not necessarily the Nidah that we have. So maybe it's not the same halachas. So the Gemara in Echanami, that's not a Raya. Mitzora, what about halachas of Mitzora? Ma'av b'shil ha-shalom, what about him greeting other people? Tashma, ve'al self amyate, he shall veil himself up to his lips. This is also by, this pasuk is quoted by Mitzora. She used fazal, but there was, medu kabakos, what was it, that his two lips should literally be closed together, should be touching one another, held to each other. She'e kimnuna ka'avel v'asr b'shil ha-shalom, he should be like excommunicated in a mourner, and he's usher to greet others. Shma minah, it's a clear advice so that Mitzora is usher to greet people. Minisha minay l'mnuda, why don't we learn from there? That the case of Mitzora, is we just quoted together. It's similar, we quoted again. We said that Kimnuda Avel. So we see clearly he's like Menuda Avel. So maybe clearly it should be the same halacha that's usher him to greet people in Nido. We didn't answer that question yet. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Vacha Bar Penchas Mishem B'Derav Yosef Miktan Isha Aser. It doesn't say who is forbidden to greet people. It says Shia Kim Menuda Ucha Avel Ketani B'Mile Achrine, that he should excommunicate a mourner that is regards to other matters. Aser Nami B'Sheila Shalom. In addition to Mitzora is Aser in greeting other people. Avel Aser B'Derav Torah, and Avel is Aser in learning Torah. Says the Gemara, May the Kamar Rachman Lecheskel Dom. It says be silent. It says, "Bisad Hanek Dom." It implies that you should be silent from greeting other people, and therefore we should not be learning Torah. What is you're thinking about? What are you talking about all day is Torah. So therefore, be silent, not be learning Torah. Menuda Malbidivrei Torah. What about someone who's in Nidoy is Bidivrei Torah? So it says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef Tashma. We have a Brisa. Brisa says, "Menuda Shona Vashonila." You may teach, and you may not learn others teach him. Niskam Niskam. You ought to be hired by other people. I'm going to use that as a riot later. Mukhram, the person who's in Chayrim. I've been using Chayrim a little bit interchangeably with Nidui. Chayrim is not the same thing as Nidui. Chayrim is a person who is, according to Rashi, that already had two 30-day Nidui bans. If you continue, that's already, it's much more chamor. But others say that it's three Nidui bans. Other Rishonim say it's three. But either way, that's it's more chamor. Chayrim is more, the members like curse you die, that's Chayrim. Loshana ve loshana lo. You're not allowed to teach him, not others teach him. Much more chamor. You're not allowed to be hired, not allowed to work. Aval shona lo la'atma, maybe he's allowed to learn halachas by himself quietly. Shalyasik elimudo, he should not interrupt his learning. Vosil chanuk tanu v'shil parnazah, so he had a small store for himself for the sake of not like dying in hunger. Ve'amar rav, zibune maya bekaf de'aravos, he's allowed to sell water in the market of aravos, in order to continue living. Shema Mina, we learn from this price that someone who's under Nidoy is allowed to learn Torah, because we said, right, Shona Veshona Lo, that someone is in Nidoy. Chirim was more Chamer, but Nidoy, you would be okay. What about Mitzora? Ma'abadivrei Torah, Tashma, Ve'adatel Levenecha, Ve'adatel Levenecha, Yomar Hashem, Ve'adatel Hashem Elokecha, B'chayar. The Pasuk says, you should teach your children and your children's children, so that, you know, that the person has to teach his grandchildren Torah as well, the day you stood before Hashem at Chorev. So what do they learn? When you're teaching Torah and learning Torah, it should be in dread, it should be in awe, it should be trembling, it should be fearful, all these things you should be doing when you're learning Torah. So therefore, it must be done in this manner of Ema and rest is Zia, right? Someone who's a Zav, Mitzorah, who had relations with Anida, Mutarim, Likros, Mitzorah, Nevi Maksum, they're allowed in Torah because their state of Tumah is not coming from lightheadedness. However, the Shonas Midrash, Shas, Lachos, Vagodos, they're allowed to learn Gemara, they're allowed to learn everything in the Shas. Vale Karan, Asur, never. Balkari is also, because Balkari has lightheadedness associated with him. Balkari is someone that has a seminal mission, and he's Tameh, and before he goes to the Mikvah, he's not allowed in Torah. And we learn from this Drasha. Obviously, this Drasha is not a Dinda Raisa, because the Gemara Tosas pointed out in Bava Kama, that tells one that this one Ezra Takanas of Ezra, the one of Takanas of Ezra was that Balkari also Batorah. So this is a smach to be alma this drasha. However, Ezra's came and was really Takanas Ezra, and Bezmana said we don't do it because we're mevatel Takanas Ezra. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Sirus says a look at the Kaishnim Hashem. And everybody's allowed in the Torah as because whatever the reasons that are given by the Rishonim in Brachos, why we're allowed to mevatel the gzira. However, it is pointed out that many Rishonim, or many Yonah already discusses the milos of going to the mikvah, being makban at Takanas Ezra, and other Rishonim as well, and the famous shuvas, the set of shuvas from, I think, Minshamayim, the one from the Malach with the Balei HaTosfos, one of the Balei HaTosfos from Vadia has a fascinating shuvah about that sefer. How do we view that sefer? It was one of the Balei HaTosfos who asked Malachim Mishailos. So do we view it as stronger than a Rishon because the Malach told the answers, or just a regular Rishon, or maybe even lower because Loba Shemayimi? That's a fascinating Shaila that Rav Avadya discusses. But either way, the Birkei Yosef treats that Sefer very, very strongly. He says that if the Beis Yosef had seen that Sefer, he would have definitely paskined, he would have been paskined like it. In a few contexts, I've seen that about the Birkei Yosef, the Chidad mentions that. Either way, so he mentions that the Aruch HaGalos and things are mentioned because people aren't makbid, especially the Shaykh Tibor, are not makbid on Takanas Ezra. That's why also Masorah for the Masham Tov, Chassidim are extremely makbid about this. They do not, almost anywhere you'll go with the Chassidish Shtibel, you'll have a men's mikvah. Because they're extremely makbid about Takanas Ezra, based on the Masorah from the Baal Shem Tov, that is also something that you should be extremely makbid about, and always make sure to go to the mikvah. Again, there's also in Yanim of the Tahara Shabbat, and even in the Litvish sources, Chavitz Chaim writes like the Karna de Igrisa, the Stipler writes also that you should be makbid about it. Rav Azar wants to tell you that the Gzera shouldn't even apply because mikvahs are so accessible. So it's not a Gzera Shem Rova Tzibur Yochim Lam, and everybody should have a chiv to go to the mikvah. Okay, that's I think a Das Yachid. But again, just pointing out, there is a very beginning for a person is able to go to the mikvah before davening. Aval Asar B'tach Boses, and Aval is Asar to launder. Dechsev Veishlach Yoav Tekoa. So this to give a little context of what's going on over here. Amnon had raped his sister Tamar, and David Avshalom killed Amnon. He was so upset about it, he killed Amnon for what he had done to Tamar, and Yoav was so David before that David sent Avshalom into Galus. He was exiled him and didn't want to be near him. So Yoav was trying to make shalom between them. So in order to do that, he was showing a parable of what exactly like a mourner parallel between that story of and a mourner to David HaMelech. So she was having this mourner, so that's the background over here. This mourner went to Tekoa. He said to her, you should pretend to be a mourner, wear garments of mourning, which clearly meaning dirty garments, that they should be dirty and not clean. And then we see from there that a person is having dirty garments and not clean garments when they're in a state of avilus. And that's what we're mentioning over here, over the dead person. Menuda in Mitzorayim, Menuda excommunicated in Mitzorah, Ma'o, Betech Boses, in regards to laundering, Tashma, Meduna Mitzorah, Asher, Lus, Hapla, Chavetz. We heard that person before, that they're Asher to cut their hair, and also to launder. We see their Asher, Shmamina, the Beferish, and the Brisa, that it's Asher for them to launder as well. Avel Chayav Bekriya, and Avel Chayav to tear his garments. Come on, Rachman, Avnei Aaron, Lo, Sifromu, do not tear garments, Michal, Dukhliyama, Mechayve. Because all other mourners, who specifically are obligated to tear their garments. Menuda Ma'al Bekriya, what about a Menuda take? We're not sure. Mitzorah Ma'al Bekriya, Tashma, Begadav, you Perumim. The Pasuk says, garments should be Perumim. Shum, Mikuraim, mean that they should be torn. Shamina, Beferish, from the Pasuk. That's a Shaila. Also, why was there a Shaila about this? It says explicitly they should be torn. So that might be because some say they just, Agavorcha, we're mentioning the three statuses, so we mentioned over here also. Aval Chayav Bechfiya Samita, and Aval is Chayav in overturning his bed. We don't do the Bismarck either because some are going to think that the goyim are going to think that maybe this is something which is shayach to kishuf and to sorcery and all these things, and others also just it's not really shayach in the way our beds are made anyway. We don't have the way that they turn them over to show the sign of veils. We don't really have that anyway. So therefore, it's not something which is noeg. The tanabek kapara, turning on to the next amud right now. Turning on the guard. The demus diukno nasati behen. I had an image upon man, and I turned it over on based on their sins. I overturned their beds over it, over the death of a close relative. So we see that you should be turning over like the turning over the bed is a state of avilus. We see from that pasuk. Someone's excommunicated in Matzorah. What's their halacha with regards to overturning a bed? Teiko, we're not sure what their halacha should be. It's also for him to work. The pasuk says in Amos that there's a punishment for Klal Yisrael. They're doing Avodah Zarah and everything. I'm going to turn over your chags, your festivals, into a state of mourning. What do we learn out? There's a drasha between the Ma'achag and Asr Malacha, so similar festivals are going to be the chag. We know that it's Asr to Malacha. Afavel Asr Malacha, Asr to Malacha. The type of Malacha that's Asr is not really the Asr, like the 39 Malachas, but really more just a Tircha type of a Malacha that's going to distract him from that. Like you turn on and off the lights to go to sleep, it's not going to be Asr for an Avel. However, it's more, the din over here is just to do things that will obviously distract him from real Malacha, like working type of Malacha. I guess similar to Chalamoid. Now, so says the Gemara, now what about menuda, mal versus malacha, where we had someone who's not communicated. So it says, Gemara, Rav Yosef, Tashma, Kisham Ras, Rav Yosef, Malacha, it says we're doing work, Lo Amra, Labayom. Only with regards to the daytime. If a balayla mutter, at nighttime, it is permitted to work. V'chein, atamotze, b'menuda, v'avel, in case that someone's not communicated, and a mourner as well. My, what is this referred to? Lava kulo, it's referring to the laws discussed in the Breisa, the prohibition against working. No, lo, it means Ashara, the other alachas, like, not working, not to, other halachas of the tivas rosh and things like that, that's going to be part of the halachas, but not the halachas of working. Tashma, so we don't have a raya. What about menudah nidui? You're working. Menudah shonav shonav niskar in law. This price says explicitly he's ought to be hired. That's clear. Shema mina yinachanam, that's a good raya. Metzora, mal bas yas malacha. What about metzora doing work? Take it, we're not sure. Do not anoint yourself. And bathing is similar to oil. It's anointed. We know, right? The chamisha anoyim and kippur. Rechitza and sichah together. They're both mentioned, but they're both going to be usher for a person to do, and therefore it's usher for them to wash themselves during avelus. And so that's the Gemara. What about menuda? Mal berechitza. What about bathing? Amar Yosef, for we're getting a shower, an equivalent of a shower. Tashmak shamru aser berechitza. When the Chacham said that it's aser, that's only lomar ela kol gufa. Well, part of yad ra'ala mutter. Washing your face, your hands, and your feet is permitted. V'chein atam and menuda v'avel in the case of excommunicated or a mourner. My lava kul does not refer to all the lachas of Raisa. So says the Gemara. Lo asher other lachas. So we see over here that part of the other might be a certain hetzer. I didn't double check. I think there was machmer and everything. For sure, hot water, even cold water. I think part of the other agla might be okay, in, only in cold water. And generally, showering bizman azeh, that's a shaila. It's similar to the 9 days where people say that anyway, not anyway, but we are like we're all considered istanis. We shower every single day. People are gonna not be able to 2-3 days out of shower. They're gonna go crazy. So maybe with cold water and maybe not ever at a time. But that's a big shaila. It's not so posh to make though. I remember once Rav Shechter was saying that he was such a state of mourning, you don't even think about it, that in a chanami, that he should really try to keep the regular din. But I think Rav Salosky, Shlita, is Mikil, and calls people. Again, hopefully halacha so nice, but that is the din with regards to showering during the Shiva. So the Gemara says, Mitzora, Mar, Brachitza, what a Mitzora? Take it, we're not sure. Avel, Aser, Ben Yas, the sandal, it's Aser for him to wear shoes. Mikamar, Rechmar, Lecheskel, Nachatasim, Braglecha, you should put shoes on your feet. Michlau, the Kleyam Aser implies everyone else should not be wearing this. We pointed it. It's all from the same pasuk. We learned 4 different halachas already from this pasuk to wear shoes. It's Aser for them. Menuda, Mabin, the sandal, what about Menuda? Rav Yosef, Tashmak, Shamru, Aser, Ben Yas, the sandal, Lomru, Ella, Ba'ir. Doing so in the city. Avel, Baderach, when he's walking, he's allowed to wear shoes. Okay, so Yatzel, Derech, Noel. If he goes out on the road, he puts his on his shoes, Niklas the Irchulitz, he enters them, he removes them. Mechena Tamotze, Benuda, Valval, in the cases of an excommunicated and a mourner. My, what is a halacha of someone who's excommunicated? La, Vakula does not refer to all the halachas of the Breisa. Lo, Ashara refers to the other practices of the fast day, according to Rashi, of wearing your covering your head, according to Tosus, it means bathing, but not this din. So we don't have the din about Nidui. Mitzura, Mabani, Sasada, we're also not sure, Teku. So we don't know these two halachas. Now, Avel Aser B'Tashmir Shemitah, it's Aser for an Avel to engage in relations. The Pasuk says, "Vaynachem David is Batsheva Yishto Vayavoyleh." That after David, their infant son, had died, David had afterwards he was with her. The Vayishkavale is the end of the Pasuk that he was intimate with her. Mechladim Ikara Aser that beforehand during that period it was Aser for them during the Shiva. Menuda Ma'av B'Tashmir Shemitah. What's the lach with their muda in relations? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma Kolos and Shanim Chayyusam Madra Menuda Nayu. We after the Chayta Meraglim for the 40 years of Kosh Baruch was there, right? The Dibur wasn't Miachad with Moshe. We were in a state of excommunication. We weren't really close to Kosh Baruch Klal Yisrael those 40 years. Yet Meshim Shomis Zayim. We know that they were ingrained in matter relations. I don't know this because if you just do the basic number of the 600,000 Jews, the number stayed the same after the 40 years. But every year people above the age of 20 were dying. From the age of 20 to that, they were all dying. So then about the age of 20 and up, so therefore, clearly, there were people reproducing. If they were reproducing, it must be they were engaging in relations, obviously. Amrle Abaye, Dilma Menuda Shemayim Shani. But again, maybe being Menuda Shemayim, the kill, is going to be more makil than an ordinary halacha. We might say, what do you mean kill? We just used twice on Tavalim and Aleph that Menuda Shemayim is a reason not to learn the halachas because it's more machmir, not to be more makil. No, Amar Klamer, you said it's more machmir than it is. More makil. So where does no spooky misakle? Abaya was not sure whether being menudah shemaim is worse than being menudah adam, and therefore you can use it as a kasha on both sides that you can't learn halachas from back and forth because zilacha sometimes you're going to be able to reject the answer based on halacha v'kimidachle and reject you. Zilacha kimidachle, I'm able to reject you on either side, saying it's more chamer in certain circumstances than being nidui le adam, and sometimes it's more makil than being menudah le adam as we are over here, and be able to ask that kasha. Matorah ma'av v'tashmir shemitah. What about a matorah having relations? Tashma v'tzani v'lerner b'risa v'yashem mechutz la'ol. Should be outside of his tent. Shia kunda chavel like a mourner. Someone excommunicated. Aser v'tashmir shemitah. It's aser for him to engage in relations. Vein Allah elisha and Allah means his wife. I don't know. Shemar amar talking about after the Dibros, when Moshe Rabbeinu was to go back to their oh, so they're going back to permitted to be with their wives. And Moshe said, "Po shuv v'madi, stay with me." That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to have relations with his wife. That's what Aaron Miriam really was upset about. That's the lashon hara. They said about Moshe is that they were upset that he was not having relations with his wife. Anyway, so we see that shuv lachem lo aleichem is a reference to relations. We see that Oel is referring to Ishto, and it's Machlokas. We saw earlier, if you remember, they had Machlokas and Zion about whether what time was this during the time of the Sfira, or the preparation for the Torah. That was the whole Shaila in the Tanaim. But definitely there is an Isser of relations during this, at some point during the time when he's a Matorah. Shema, we know from here explicitly, though, that the Matorah is usher to have relations. Why don't we learn from a case of a tzara'as to a need, someone who's nidu'it, to asr, Amar Gunna, Breder, Rechitz, Nazar, Rav Yosef, Mikta Nishe Asr, it says asr like he is in a case of with regards to nidu'it, but it's different. It doesn't say that it is forbidden, rather, she yakim in Chavela, he's like excommunicated someone who's an arva, the Minna Akhrina, and the other halachas that they have, asr, nami, tashim, shemita, and therefore the Brisa, and then continuing that the Mitzorah is asr and tashim, shemita, so we don't have a riot of affairs in the Brisa, even though it did compare the two, to nidu'it, to Mitzorah, but we're not sure really that meant the same halacha as we thought may have. Avel ena shalach las korbanos. Avel can't send his korbanos to a shaliach to base in Mikdash for a shlamim or other korbanos that he might want to send. It's how we learn it, right? So Rav Shimon Omer shlamim is man shushlam. What is the concept of shlamim? Shlamim literally means shalim. It should be complete, right? V'im zevach shlamim korbano is shlamim. It should be complete. It should be whole. If someone who's only complete and Avel is not whole, he's a person who's broken. His mind is not clear. V'lov is man shuhon, and therefore he should not be sending in aninos. We see over here the Gemara is comparing aninos to avelos. That's a shayla. Ninos have a lot of parallels to Avilos, but here the Gemara Mamash compared to Halacha that they should be the same. That is not so pasha. Menuda, what about someone who's excommunicated? Mayosh Yishlach HaMarasav, what's Halacha? Sending his korbanos to the base of Mikdash, and Rav Yosef, Tashma, Kolos and Shadr Shayisav, Midbar, all those years that Chayisav were in the Midbar, Menuda Nayim, they were excommunicated, Vishalchu Kumarasav, they did send their offerings, so we see someone who's excommunicated is permitted to send his korbanos. Maybe someone who is excommunicated to Shemayim is different. The Kiel, his Ben is more Mekil than someone. So the Mara says, Kiel, Velmar, Tchamer, the same question we asked before. Is it really true? Someone's been there, Shemayim, you said before, and Tessar, and Aleph, two times, that it's more Machmir. So the Mara says, no, Svukim is Havkilei, Machilei. Therefore, we're rejecting it, saying sometimes you could say that it's more Machmir, more Mekil, but it's not a proof that, that when you have someone excommunicated in the Shemayim, is the same Alachas. Mitzorah, Mao, Shishlach, Kamar, Sevra, Mitzorah, sending us Kormanos, Tashma, the Sanya. And we learn in a brace of Achrei Tarasa, the Pasuk is saying, that Kohen becomes Tamei after he goes to Brigation and then after his cleansing. V'Achrei Pishasam in a Mace, that is after he separates from the Tumas Mace. Shivas Yamim Yisapulo, he should count 7 more days. Elo Shivas Yamesura, these are the 7 days of a Matzorah's counting, which he's preparing for his final case of becoming Tahor. So the Gemara says, V'yam Bo'al HaKodesh HaLachatz HaPnimis L'Sharz B'Kodesh Yakriv Chataso, on the day in which he enters the Beis HaMikdash, to the inner courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, so he should bring his korbanos. Turning on to the next time, what is that over here? Zo Asiris Haifa. This is a reference to the coin bringing the Asiris Haifa, which an ordinary coin brings into the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yakriv. The Rashi says Yakriv means the Bizman Sheroy Labia Roy Lak Prava. The time when he's qualified for entering, he's also qualified for bringing the korban. Bizman Sheino Roy Labia, Eino Roy Lak Prava. The time when he's fit for entering the Beis HaMikdash is also not qualified for offering it as a korban. From here, we learn that a Matzora who is not fit to enter the Beis HaMikdash is not permitted to send his korbanos, and that's what we learn from the case over here, and therefore we have over here the conclusion of that point. So now the Gemara, we'll just go Vayitzeh because this stuff is very long, so we'll go Vayitzeh with a little bit more time. We just ended this part, so the Gemara is now going to begin talking about when people who aren't listening to coming to Beis HaMikdash. Where do we learn that we send a shliach to the court? A person says, Hazmana, you require someone to come before the court. And if you don't, you're going to be put in excommunication. In the whole machlokas with Dasan of Yerem, they said, Lo Nala, but he sent them. Moshe Rabbeinu sent to send them, and we learn from there that should be done in the future generations. The Gemara says, Minelan is down in the Dina, and where do we know that they specifically were appeared to come before a court? Tachsev, the Moshe al Korach, Atavachol Adascha, Nodem el Hashem, tomorrow. Machar. The Gemara says, so what are we learning from over here? That Moshe and together with Hashem are going to be the beast that are judging Korach, and that means that they actually had a type of question that they had before Hashem. And the Gemara says, "Lakame gavir rabba." How do we know you have to do it before judges who is a great person? If lifnei Hashem, it has to be specifically before Hashem. At uplana. So if it says you and so and so have to come, dechsev ata vehem v'aron, you Korach and Aaron have to come. So everybody has to go before the Beis Din. The kavina zimna. And where do we know they set a date for when he has to appear by? And if he doesn't, he's going to be punished. So obviously, dechsev machar said they gave him a time. How do we know the date after the original date? We'll give him a warning, and then the next time we're gonna, if he doesn't listen, we're not gonna put him in nidur. But then afterwards, we would put him in nidur. The Gemara says, "Karu sham Paro melech mitzayim shon evir hamoed," as the pasuk says that they literally cried out against Paro, the king of Egypt, and he was sent a point of time to go by. So we learn out this is talking about the Yirmiyahu prophesizing about Nebuchadnezzar. So in this case, Paro's enemies excommunicated him, despite that he failed to appear at the time of battle with Nebuchadnezzar. From here, we see that excommunication is not going to be until the second time. That was the second time that happened over here. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up. We know that the Mispakar B'Shlicha Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.